Welcome back to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm pulling out a white wine that we haven't had in such a long time. It's called an Alborino, and it's Spanish. So basically from Spain. And the wine we're looking at is a Polpo. And if you notice on the actual bottle, look at what we have. It's a polpo, un polpo. It's an octopus. And usually this wine is really, you know, served with a lot of seafood, like octopus and oysters and, you know, all types of, you know, grilled octopus. Imagine that, and mussels. So I really haven't had an Alborino in such a long time, but I just had a taste for it. So I was like, how do I get into it and get me something and jump right into a wine that I just haven't had in such a long time? So this is the Alborino Pulpo, and I'm gonna about to crack it open. It's been chilled. They said highly recommended chill, so I did that, and it's straight from my actual small little refrigerators that I have with all my wine. So I pull that out, so it's fresh right now, and I'm about to crack the bottle. So let's get into it. So I got it pulled out, and you can take a look at the texture, the color of that. So this is what the notes that I'm reading off. So I'm going to get that to you. Aromas of white flowers, hints of peaches and apricots, to a fresh, fruity palate and enjoyable finish. This has been stored in stainless steel tanks. And the reason why I'm saying that, as opposed to wood, you'll get like a really crisp type of taste. Wood, you'll get a lot of that woodsy, you know, like when you get those Chardonnays and almost like a cream in that sense. But you got this pale color. And they say hints of apple, but we're going to take a taste out of this. This is straight out the bottle, so I couldn't tell you as if I sit it out and let it breathe, but this is what I got. This is this Alborino. It's not jumping out, you know, but you can smell the slight, probably, you know what? That's pretty good. You do smell like kind of like the apricots. It's popping now. I'm kind of continuing to twirl it, but it's popping. It's popping out. Good aroma coming out of that. But it's not overwhelming, and it's not like, you know, that constant lemony smell that just, oh, smells like lemon or smells like lime. It's not that. You're actually getting like some apricot or some really fresh peaches, not ripe peaches, but really fresh that you could have just waited a little longer, or white peaches, you know, something like that. So let's get a taste of that, you know, light pink color. I mean, not pink, but light color, light yellow. Okay. Not bad. I'm actually, it's funny, I'm almost getting almost like, you know, when you taste that small like vegetation type, you're getting a kind of a, how would you say, I don't want to say cabbage. Don't want to say cabbage, but little greenery. You're getting a little herbal. Right? Let me taste that one more time. But nice. It's really nice. Not high fruity, but it got that different kind of fruity taste. It's decent. It's not bad. But this is one of the wines that I would actually drink with something. So if you're really looking at that seafood, almost, you know, that taste when you get, they say mercury, but you know, that seafoodish, seafood taste and things. And this is, you get a little of that. So this would be a great compliment. to any kind of seafood, maybe shrimp, lobster, crab. You got like a crab salad. This will be perfect because you got sort of the greenery taste, and then you also have something that leads to a seafood. So very, very good. But this is the pulpo albarino. It's from the vineyards of the region of the Valdosalines, Valdosalines. It's the Salines Valley in Galicia. So that's where it's from. But this is a albarino, Albarino. So out of Polpo, the new albarino that boggles the Rey. But I think this is a 2015, so it's not brand new, but it's newer to me. So I was able to pick it up. Price point, I think I got it for about like $9.89. So you're looking at around that $10 price point. Since it's a little older, maybe a little less, but not bad. A really good complimentary rind. I really wanted something more complimentary. If you look at it, it's not cork based. It's, you know, twisty top too. Some people say, hey, that's not a good one, but I'm okay with it now because I found that it doesn't matter. I had some cork wine that was disgusting, and I had some screw tops that was lovely. So it doesn't really matter. But thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. Go to the website, urbanwinelife.com. Download us, Urban Wine Life, on all podcasts and YouTube. If you want to see it, we got it on YouTube, so you can check out the wine, see what the bottle looks like, check out the color, and go from there. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life.